Of him. Remember that. Amen. We've got access by the confidence of the faith in him. Amen. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulation. For you, which is your glory, verse number 14. He said, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse number 15. The Bible said, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Verse number 16. He said that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Go back to verse number 12 and we'll read it one more time. Notice what the scripture says here. He said, in whom we have boldness and access. But this is where to come from. He said, with confidence by the faith of him. Amen. Through the confidence by faith through Him. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, Lord, I pray, God, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while. Lord, that I'll be able to get over on the holy ground. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll bless the reading. Lord, of your precious word tonight. Lord, hide us behind the cross. Lord, get us to Calvary and we'll head home. Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. And we humbly pray, amen and amen. A very familiar scripture tonight. Our neighbor to the Lord is laid upon our heart. Our neighbor, if I had a message, but I want to preach on for just a little while tonight. And maybe on this right here. Confidence by faith. Amen. Confidence by faith. Amen. That's what he said tonight. Listen, our faith comes from confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Listen, I thought about this. You know, confidence tonight is something that I struggled with when I was a child. You may not believe that tonight. Listen, but self-confidence. Listen, I really had a problem. Listen, I had a real problem with self-confidence. Amen. Listen, I did my entire life. Always felt like I couldn't do this or couldn't do that. It's like a batter. Neighbor, he can hit two or three home runs and strike out about three times and hinder his confidence. Neighbor, tonight, in self-confidence, sometimes I've struggled with. And even today, sometimes, Brother Dwayne, I still struggle with self-confidence. And the devil, he'll attack me in that area. He really will. He'll say, you can't preach. You're not getting the delivery over. He'll really do that. And after a while, it begins to attack my self-confidence. Not that we ought to be prideful or anything like that. But all of us probably, the truth be known, we all struggle with self-confidence. Amen. And I thought about tonight. But I thought about this. The Bible said, and it hit me today, about this subject. Faith. Our confidence tonight should not come within ourselves. It should not come within our power. Or our own strength. But our confidence tonight comes through the faith that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm glad of that tonight. And I've thought about it so many times. The devil will say you're not worthy. Even stand up there behind that stand. He does. I know he probably don't ever bother you like that. He must not. He stays on me all the time. We all struggle sometimes with self-confidence. And I've thought about that. But I've thought about today. And it hit me as our confidence. Is by our faith. That word confidence tonight simply means this. The belief one can rely on someone or something to put their firm trust in. Amen. Neighbor tonight. Then look at faith. At what it does. Look at what the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter number 1 and verse number 17. I'm talking about our confidence. It's not in ourselves. It's not in our strength. But our confidence has to come through the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. I'm nothing. And I know that tonight. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Amen. And I like that tonight. The Bible said in Romans 1 and 17, it said, for therein is the righteousness of God. Revealed from faith to faith. Amen. As it is written, the just shall live by what? Live by faith. So we must learn to listen, take our confidence and not put it within our ability and not put it within our strength. But we must put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Confidence by faith. faith. Amen. Listen, the Bible plainly says we're to live by our faith. Amen. He said if we have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed, we can say mountain be removed. And it be removed tonight. Listen, I'm glad of that. Listen, look at what the scripture says. We must put our confidence in faith. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 1, it tells us tonight, I pray very simply and very plainly tonight what faith is tonight. Amen. Our faith is not about you. Our faith is not about your ability. Our faith is not what we can do or cannot do. Our faith totally depends on our confidence that we have not in ourselves. But we must learn, living to put our confidence in the man that went to the cross, in the one that bled and died, that we might have life and have it more abundantly tonight. He said, I live by faith. I care not today what tomorrow may bring. Neither shadow, sunshine, or rain. For we live by faith. So we must learn to not put our in our ability, our power, in ourselves, but we ought to put our faith and in our confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Listen to what he said here. He said, now faith is the substance. A substance tonight is a group of things that make up one thing. Amen. And take this, a little of this, and a little of that. Amen. Like my grandmother and my mama used to say, neighbor, when they cook, they never did measure anything. They just say, take a pinch of this and a pinch of that. And it all come out all right. Listen, neighbor, tonight. Our faith is a substance. It's a pinch of this and a pinch of that. Listen, he said, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. I see, my friend, the devil will tell me tonight, well, I don't see this in you, and I don't see that in you, but ain't you glad tonight? It's not what you see that makes me a king. Thank God. And my confidence tonight, it's not in myself. It's not in my flesh. It's not in my works. But I'm glad tonight that my confidence comes 100% of the Lord Jesus Christ. I listen, and I've learned, if we'll just allow him to do that, we can have a true confidence in him tonight. Confidence in faith. Confidence by faith. Confidence by faith. Three things tonight that I saw by faith. And I thought about the confidence that we can have in it tonight. We can have that confidence. Like I said, we all struggle from time to time with self-confidence. We all struggle sometimes with self-confidence. But if we can learn to put our spiritual man and our spiritual life not in the confidence of man, not in the confidence of ourselves, but if we'll learn to put it, Brother Coleman, put our confidence in Jesus. Right. Amen. If we'll, I'd rather you see him than me. Right. Amen. I may not can get you through, but he can. I may not can help you tonight, but he can. Amen. I don't know what we may be struggling with. I don't know what we may be facing tonight. And your confidence may need help. But listen, I'm telling you, he said, all my help and my strength tonight comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll learn our confidence by faith. Our confidence comes by faith. Faith produces some things. Faith produces some things. Three things tonight that I want to look at. Faith tonight produces a way of living. It produces a way of living. See, he didn't do miracles because of their unbelief. Not one miracle did he ever perform on anybody that did not believe. Amen. It was not their unbelief. Amen, that caused them to receive the miracle. But it was the way they were living. Amen, listen, the reason God blessed them tonight. It was their faith. It was their faith and their confidence in their faith and their confidence by their faith. Hey, listen, he said, by your faith, you're healed. By your faith, you're blessed. By your faith, you're sealed until the day of redemption. Tonight. Faith, confidence in your faith. That's what I want you to have tonight. Don't put so much confidence in ourselves. I believe that's the reason a lot of times our people, Brother Dwayne, when they stumble and fall, and when we all make mistakes and we bobble, I listen, a lot of people tonight, I listen, they'll hang their harp on the willow. They'll stay at home. They'll quit going to church. They'll quit reading their Bible. And it's because they had their confidence in their self. Now listen, I'm going to tell you something. We're all human. We'll all stumble and we'll all fail. But if we'll learn how to put our confidence in the faith that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, it'll change the way we live. It'll change your way of living. The woman that with the issue of blood, the disease for 12 long years, had with every physician they were. But she made that statement, if I could just touch, if I could but touch the hem of his garment, if I could just reach out where he is, I don't hope I'll be saved or hope I'll be healed. Not maybe I'll be healed, but I've got the faith. I've got the faith. My confidence is but in one thing, and that's my faith that I have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God. My confidence is not in this world getting any better. My confidence is not in things going to change. My confidence is in my faith that I have in the Lord Jesus Christ. So in other words, tonight, we've got to grow our faith. We've got to have stronger faith. We gotta have stronger faith. That makes us a stronger Christian. It's not because I believe in me. It's not because I've got any better. Amen. It's because my faith has grown in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I fail every day. I fail every day. We all do. Amen. The Bible said there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none of us perfect. We all come short of honor and glory of God. But we got to learn to not put our confidence in ourselves, but put our confidence in that word faith. Yeah. Faith, listen, it's not asking and receiving, it's just asking and believing. Right. Yeah. Faith, the woman with the issue of blood, she said, if I could be made whole, Jairus' daughter had died. And he said, if I could just get the Lord to my house, she'd be made whole. Yeah. Lazarus had died. Done been in the grave for 4 days. Already stinking. Martha cries out and says, Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother would not have died. Listen, it's the way of living for them. It was the way of living. It was their way of life. It was their way of living. When I was young, when I was just a kid growing up, I'm still a kid, I guess. But when I was growing up, I always loved to hang around older people. I did. I'd rather sit and talk to older. I'd go to prayer meetings with Daddy, and I'd go to church services with Daddy, and I just like to be around older people. I like the way they lived. I just like the way they lived. It just seemed like life was so much easier back then. It was the way they lived. They seemed like the word stress didn't come along until about 1980. Amen. I'm sure it didn't. I'm sure some of you that was born prior to 1967, you probably knew stress too. But it seems like it got worse because I'm going to tell you what happened. Society started putting their confidence in everything else. In everything else. But years ago, it was just a way of living. It was just a way of living. You went to church on Sunday because it was a way you're supposed to. You went back on Sunday night because it was a way of living. You went to revival meeting because it was a way of living. I did not know there was another way of living until I done got grown. I didn't know you had an option. You didn't have to go to Sunday school until I got married and grown. I thought that's the way you went. That's the way it lived. It was a way of living. Going to revival meetings was a way of living.
Amen. And if you weren't going to revival, you was going to prayer meetings or the nursing home or this or that all the time. It was a way of living. See, the reason these people were healed, the reason that they were so strong in the Lord, it was not because their confidence was in their self. It was because their confidence was in their faith.
Amen.
Their confidence was in their faith. Our confidence, if we learn to put our confidence not in ourselves, because we are going to fail. Amen. I've got to learn this. I've got to learn this. When the devil tells me and he hits my confidence. Amen. I know you probably say, I can't believe you'd have self-confidence problems. I do. Amen. I hide it from you very good. Amen. And this is what I'm going to do. When the devil comes up and he says, man, you made a mess of that. You know what I've learned to do? I've learned this today, Brother Tim. It's what I'm going to do. It's what I'm going to say. I got it wrote down. I'm going to do it. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it after tonight, whether he likes or not. Amen. I'm going to say, you know what, devil? You're exactly right. I made a mess with that. But didn't God show out? Woo! I may make a mess of it. Amen. I may miss a jot or a tittle. I may miss a word or a few. But boy, God got a hold of that, and then he make a success out of it. Amen. Thank God. That's what. I'm going to hit him in the eye. Amen. I'm glad tonight that God can take our mess and he can make a message out of it. That's pretty good, wasn't it, Colby? Yeah. Amen. Learning to put our confidence, Sister Annette, where the confidence needs to go.
Yeah.
Not in ourself. Not in ourself. There's people tonight so full of their self.
Yeah.
They're gonna have a hard hit when they hit. Amen.
Yeah.
I learned a long time ago, my confidence is in him.
Yeah.
I've got to learn to put my confidence in my faith.
Yeah.
In my faith. Amen. In my faith. But see, confidence in our faith, it produces a way of living.
Right.
After a while, you'll get so used to putting all your confidence in there, it just becomes a natural. It just becomes your way of living. It becomes your way of living. It was their way of living. Their confidence in Christ. It was a way of living. Number two tonight, not only when we put our confidence, Brother Allen, in the Lord by faith. Confidence by faith. That's the message on the marquee. I want you to get that tonight. Put our confidence by faith. Listen, if we've got confidence in any other, we put it in ourselves, I'll fall.
All right.
You put all your confidence in me, I'll let you down. I don't mean to. But I'll let you down because I'm human. I put my confidence in you, guess what? You're going to let me down.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, the only thing is I get up here behind the pulpit and tell everybody what you did. Amen. I wouldn't do that. But we can't put our confidence in individuals. Our confidence, Brother Don, has got to be in our faith. We got to have, what did he say? Listen, he said we got to have unwavering faith. Unwavering faith. Number two, not only is it a way of living, but faith tonight, it becomes a way of walking. It becomes a way of walking. What did the Bible say? We walk by faith. We walk by faith. See, in other words, tonight, when we put our confidence by faith, it starts a different walk within our walk. He said we what? We walk by faith and not by sight. It becomes a way of walking. See, faith tonight is action. It gets you moving. Amen. It gets you moving. It gets you limbered up. It gets you trusting in Jesus. It gets you moving. It produces something. And that's the way tonight. It becomes a way of living. And then not only becomes a way of living, it becomes a way of walking in our daily life that we live. Amen. See, he didn't say, did you notice the scripture nowhere says we talk by faith? It don't say we talk by faith. It said we walk by faith. In other words, tonight, getting confidence in yourself through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Got so much confidence in Him that, man, every day, Brother Craig, we can't wait to get here on Wednesday night. We can't wait to get here on Sunday morning. We can't wait to get to the house of God on Sunday night. We know there's going to be showers of blessings, not because we got confidence in who's going to sing or who's going to preach, but we put our faith and confidence in Jesus Christ, and He said, I'll never let you down.
Amen.
I'll never let you down. Our confidence by faith that He says here. Let's read that again one more time. Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 12, talking about confidence by faith. It produces not only a way of living, but it produces a way of walking. Look at one more time in Ephesians chapter number 3, verse number 12, if they'll put that up for me. There you go. He said, in whom we have boldness. We have boldness. We can have boldness within our spiritual man. We can have boldness tonight. He said, in whom we have boldness. And not only that, we got access to everything we need. He said, with confidence by the faith of Him. Confidence by the faith of Him. Confidence by faith. Our confidence comes by the faith that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We got to grow our faith. That's how we want to be stronger Christians, is we got to grow our faith. It produces a way of walking. He didn't say it was about talking, but walk. See, the power of faith is not based on how strong or weak you are. Amen. The power of faith is based on how strong He is.
Amen.
Amen. The power of faith is based on not our ability, but His ability.
Yeah.
Learn to trust in Him.
Right.
Learn to trust in Him. David had a sling and a stone, but he didn't say, "I'm coming to you in the name of this sling shot in the rock." He said, I'm coming to you, right in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That's where his faith was.
Yeah.
That's where his faith was. He had so much faith, he could have said, and Goliath would have fell over.
Yeah.
Mountain moving faith. Valley lifting faith. That's what he's talking about tonight, to grow our confidence in the faith that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Putting our trust in the man that can do it. Amen.
Amen.
He said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. See tonight, faith, confidence by faith is a way of living, and it produces a way of walking. A way of walking. And then number three, confidence by faith. Not only tonight is a way of living and a way of walking, but notice here too, it's a way of working. It's a way of working. I know that might some of us break out in hives, but it's a way of working. I like that song that says, I'll work, I'll pray, I'll labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord. Amen. He said, work while it's day, for nighttime cometh when no man shall work. See, when our confidence grows in the Lord and by faith in Him, it changes the way of living. And then it changes the way of walking. And then it changes the way of working. Look at what the Bible says in James chapter number 2, verse number 17 and verse number 18. I like this. Faith, our confidence by faith in Him. If we put our confidence and our faith and trust in any other thing, it won't work. It is building a house without no foundation. It'll be pretty for a little while, but after a while, it's going to begin to crumble. It really will. Have you ever seen houses like that? I've seen subdivisions like that. They build them up so quick, and man, they look so good. Then about after 3 years, you go by there, and one side of the house is like this. And that's the way a lot of us tonight, when we put our confidence in ourselves, or put our confidence in any other thing other than by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at what he says here in James chapter number 2, verse number 17 and verse number 18. Faith becomes a way of walking. It becomes a way of talking. It becomes a way of living. Then number 3, it becomes a way of working. Working. I like what he said. He said, even so faith, if it hath not what? Works. I want you to help me. Now, don't get locked, y'all. I want you to help me say this tonight. Even so faith, if it hath not what?
Works.
You can say it with me. It ain't going to break you out. So I'm going to, if faith hath not what?
Works.
Amen. All right. We got the AED over here if you need it. But without works, he says dead. It's dead. Amen. In other words, tonight, I'm just going to use this for example. Say there was a big old spider web in that window right there. There's not, but if there was, cobweb. Is that what you call it? Cobweb. Is that better? Sound better? Cobweb in that window. I can go home tonight, Brother Don, and I can get out on my knees by my bed. And I can get sincere with God. And I say, oh God, there's a cobweb in that window over there. Please, Lord, by Sunday morning, let it be gone. Oh God, please, please, please. But you know what he'll tell me? Why don't you go over and wipe it out? That's what he's saying here. Even so, faith. Man, we have so many. We have so many that flood every church in the country on Sunday morning. Living by faith, hallelujah. Praise God. But I don't see no works. I don't see no works. I don't know about you, but I was raised, we didn't work, we didn't eat. If we want the blessings of God and we want our faith to grow in the Lord, God has blessed us with a beautiful church, everything paid for. God's blessed us. Man, but you know what? We got to keep working.
Amen.
We got to keep working. We got to keep laboring in the vineyard of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I asked Brother Dwayne. I texted Brother Dwayne today. He's my walking encyclopedia. I said, Brother Dwayne, I said, not for any gratification. I said, Brother Dwayne, the young man I baptized Sunday morning, I said, how close am I to getting that 100 to that 100 mark since I've been the pastor here? Brother Dwayne texted me back and he said, that was 112. Amen. Ain't that great? That was 112. But guess what? I want 112 more.
Amen.
Amen. I want to keep working because I know for a fact some of them didn't stick.
Amen.
I want 112 more. I want 112 more. There's no room. We show our faith. Listen, let me just finish this. Let me finish. I'm gonna let you out of here by 9 o'clock, I promise. He said, even so, faith, if it had not worked, is dead being alone. Look at verse number 19. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works.
Amen.
Amen. Boy, that just tells it like it is, don't it? That's my kind of reading right there. Just you don't have to explain it. You don't have to explain it. It's like when Daddy used to get on to me, Brother Gary. He didn't have to explain it. I knew what he was saying. That's the way the Bible's wrote. It don't have to. Somebody said, well, I just can't understand it. Just read it. What you can't understand, he'll explain it to you. But God, we just got to go by our faith. We got to put our confidence in him. Amen. I told Lisa, we left Sunday, and I needed this sermon, I guess, it's probably more for me than it is anybody else. Because I said, I struggle a lot of times with self-confidence. But I told Lisa we was leaving Sunday, and I said, man, you ever just felt like you remember growing up as kids in snow, you'd go rabbit hunting? You ever done that?
Yeah.
Some of y'all just missed a lifetime of just, I don't get it, man. What did y'all do? But anyway, you ever been out there and, the rabbit would go out, you try to shoot and miss. I never did shoot one, but that's the way I feel sometimes trying to preach. I feel like I'll never get it. And man, it bothered me this weekend more than I guess any other time. One thing, I was sick. My back had went out, and I was trying to preach anyway. Amen. I baptized that young man, and he about drug me down. But I was discouraged. I told Lisa, I said, I don't understand it. And so I went in. I was fixing to go eat lunch. I think it was Monday. I think. Sister Paulette, was it Monday you called me? Was it Monday? I think it was Monday. It was Monday or Tuesday. What was yesterday? Tuesday, yeah. Well, it was one day this week. I was fixing to go in Chick-fil-A and eat lunch. My phone rung, and it was Sister Paulette. And I answered the phone, and people don't just call me to say, how you doing? Something's usually either wrong or something like that. I said, hey, Miss Paulette. And I said, everything okay? And she said, yes. I said, my granddaughter, Sierra, got saved Sunday night.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You know what I told Paulette? I said, I needed that as much as she did.
Yeah.
Man, I just needed some good news.
Amen.
Good news. Why? Because the devil tries to attack our confidence. The devil tries to attack our confidence. Even you singers, when you get up to sing and you make a mistake or you forget the words or something like that, the devil will attack your confidence and say, I wouldn't get up there no more. Amen. Even our instrument players. Look, Denise has been playing the piano longer than I am old. I mean, how long have you been playing? I love Denise. She knows I was messing with her. I give her a check every week. She ain't going to say nothing. Well, cut that out. But I guarantee you, and listen, she's one of the best probably one of the best piano players I've ever heard. I'm telling you, ain't she? You ever give her a hand? Is there anything else I can say to make that up? Like I said, she's one of the best. I went 3 years past her one time, didn't have one. Believe me, I'm glad to have her. But as good as she is, and Brother Timmy there is on that bass, and Brother Junior and all these guys are on them guitars, I guarantee you every once in a while they miss chord. They can miss chord. I know they do. I hear it. They miss chord. We all do, don't we? You ever miss chord, Timmy? Especially. You've been around me too long. That boy, he ain't right. He ain't right. Let's pray. But we all do. And the devil says, don't get back up there. Don't get back up there. But you know what? We got to put our confidence in our faith. And when we put our confidence in our faith, everything else will work out the way it's supposed to work out. Amen. But we love you tonight. I appreciate you. Hey, man, that's all I got, Brother Robbie, unless you got something.
The wheels are coming off pretty fast.
It sure is. I'm getting it to a close. Amen. I know when to just shut up and go to the house. Amen. Let us all stand tonight.
Holy Spirit of God dealt with your heart and you feel like you need to come, then you come. Our altars are always open, even for perfect people. 165.